within him. By his power he enchanted the macrocosm. He enfolded himself in a very small frame. The foolish deemed him to be lonely and weak. How is he weak who has become the king's companion? The foolish said, "He is a man, nothing more. Woe to him that recks not of the end."
A very simple, very long paragraph, right? It is started with the theory of the earth being pulled or being pushed by the different dimensions, and he went on and on and on to love, to walk, to looking at these saints, the stupid one, the fool one, they look at the saint and they see one lonely man. What is a lonely man? A guy who is fighting the empires. A guy who of course pretends to be a lonely single man, but deep down, because of the value, that treasure, and all that is deep down in us. Looking at us, if you look at me and you ask, what is this? You could say an animal. You have to dig down to find all the relations. And if you only dig down in me, maybe you wasted your time. But if you dig in humanity, you will find that exceptions, not the rules. The exceptions that are the leaders of us, and they have the magic, and they can turn everything around. But this is a deal that you don't like very much. He's talking about the duality in me. Then he will tell me that this duality is for some action. This duality is presenting some possibilities. And it looks always dual, but it's not for the sake of duality. There is a unity we will talk about later. This duality could be this, could be that, could be that. But let's not forget, what are we trying to do? We are trying to understand the truth. How? We want to know that. And we are made to do that. And we are, inshallah, ready to do that. But how do we act? The action is in the next story. Next story is a long story. Look at the first paragraph. Story starts from here, 1, 2, 3, 4, and something, 4 pages. It's a very simple story. I will ruin the attraction of the story so you know the ending. Therefore, you read it better. If not, you're waiting for the ending, and then the camera goes back. But it's entangled together, and the music goes loud. Remember that story is our language. We make these stories just for the purpose of communication. And we choose the stories because they are the good source of information and they provoke imagination. Remember. Now you will hear one story. It's an amazing story. It's a story of a guy and his camel. The guy is a prophet. The name of this prophet is Saleh. Saleh means qualified, means the one who brings peace, Saleh, means peacemaker, a peaceful man. This is a prophet, and he has a camel. And that's the source of problem. Why? It goes like this. That these people, they are living in misery because there is only one well, or you could say this fountain or source of water for them. And this well goes dry. Imagine the life of these Bedouins. They will come to this prophet that, okay, guy, you're a prophet, go and talk to God, make some adjustment here, or consolation. He goes and comes back and says, Okay, God says that I will make that well full of water again, but with one condition. One day you will drink from the well, and one day this camel will. What would be your answer? Oh, when you're miserable, of course you accept it. They accept it, they are happy, they have water, but later on, what? One day for me, and one day for the camel? That's not just, is it? Who's the camel? I wanted to be sure that you're not here. Aren't you listening? Rumi said, your intelligence is the camel driver and you are the camel. This flesh is the camel, right? And when we talk about the water of knowledge, suddenly you become a spiritualist and you will deny this body of that. I said, this water, God-given water, should be divided between the camel and the humans. But the humans did not think so. So what would they do? They will do the worst thing to a camel. What is the worst thing to a camel? Killing is the worst thing to the cat and dog. Camel. Camel is the walker. The feet. Camel is our carriage to Mecca. Camel is the one we are riding on. Camel is the one we are counting on. It's this. They cut his hand and leg. Four legs. That way they kill. Then what will happen? Ah, this camel is not alone. He has a child, and the child is running to the mountain. The prophet comes and says, oh, you stupid dummies, why did you do that? Oh, go and run and maybe you could catch the child of this camel. Then we could be saved. They run, they cannot. They come back and say, ah, now the anger of God will come upon you. First day you will turn yellow, then the gray, then black, and you will be like this, you will be like that. And it will happen. Then what? Then the dilemma. Okay, it happens, the people start to die. But the problem is, this prophet, looking at these miserable people, starts to cry and have pity on them. And he's questioning himself that, should I pity them? Why do I pity them? These are those stupid ones. I made a contract. I brought them the water, they killed the camel. Why should I? These are the people who are doing this, doing that all the night, but at the end, he is the prophet. He cannot not have the pity. So he talks to God. God will say, forget about that. Oh, them? Doesn't matter. You like them to be bad? I make them bad. They are not worthy. Think about something else. Because this is a lesson for you. The story will follow next time, inshallah. So read it in this week. It was a small 4 pages. Read it. Goft peygamber که زن بر عاقلان آرباید سخت بر صاحب دلان باز بر زن جاهلان چیره شود زن که ایشان تند و بس خیر رو هم کم بود چون رقت و لطف و وداد زن حیوانیست قادم بر نهاد من رو رقت بس که انسانی بود خشم و شهبت بس که حیوانی بود پرتوب حق است آن معشوق نیست خالق است آن گویا مخلوق نیست مرد زن گفتن پشیمان شد چنان که از عوانی ساعت مدن عوان گفت خصم جان جان من چون شد